For the last 10 years, the Wisconsin Virtual School has provided supplemental online courses for public, private, and charter schools grades 6 through 12. Its director, Don Nordine, says during this current school year, the number of students enrolled in the program has gone up 25%, or about 1,400 students statewide. She says strapped funding and the recession have driven up interest.
We've seen declining enrollments. We've seen districts having to decrease some of their curricular opportunities, can't offer as many foreign languages or advanced placement courses. Those are the types of districts that are starting to reach out and seeing using virtual education the way to kind of fill those curricular gaps.
Nordine says most of the schools needing online courses are rural, but a fair number of urban schools want online offerings to help expel students or potential dropouts. Some district administrators simply consider online learning to be the wave of the future and want to entice students to stay in their home district. That's how Peter Hibner, a curriculum director for the Portage School District, sees it.
Originally, we looked at it because of an option for our students that are currently choosing out of our district for a virtual option. Things are moving in that direction, and that's a good thing because for a lot of kids, that's the preferred learning format, so I definitely see it growing.
Hibner says this past year, about 70 students opted out of his district to sign up for a virtual charter school. He hopes to lure them back and help save some money by expanding virtual courses at Portage schools in the next few years. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.